Time now for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. And I begin today by asking him what kind of music his best friend Cicero would have enjoyed. And I'm back again with Father Reginald Foster, who I discovered has a good friend called Cicero. Is that right, Father?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Is he your best friend? Your best
well,
Latin
best,
friend?
Well, yeah, the best friend of most Latinists, you know. Mm-hmm.
I also know that you like music. I just wanted to ask you a question. What kind of music do you think Cicero would have liked? The Beatles, perhaps?
I don't know. The Romans were very conservative, and perhaps not the Beatles. Some semi-classical thing he would have liked.
Who's your favorite composer? Do you think Cicero would have liked
him? I like Haydn. Haydn is my favorite. Yeah, I think he would have liked that. Not too wild. He wasn't that wild. He was funny. Yeah, the sense of humor, but he wasn't wild like.
Well, composers brings us to our first Latin word.
Componere, to put together.
Together what?
Putting anything, put together a speech, put together a work, put all the notes together, the rhythms together and the themes together. So a composer is still putting things together.
But choir comes from Latin, doesn't it?
Chorus, that's Greek also.
In a canticle?
A canticle, that's Latin.
Schola cantorum.
Association of singers. Schola is Greek, but anyway, yeah. Like a sect, like a small group is a schola. We think of schola as school, but that's really not the original meaning.
What about primary school? Primary is Latin?
Primarius, that's Latin, yes.
And the master who teaches?
Magister.
Magister.
That's Latin, that's Latin.
Which brings us into magisterium.
Yes, the teaching of the church. Yes, yes.
So magisterium is a far cry from materialistic.
And that's that. That's material. Material is that's Greek.
They're all Greek words. So
yeah.
What are the bookish words that are Latin?
Depends. It really depends. It's funny. And the Romans got a lot from the Greeks, obviously, but most of the roots actually go beyond Greek, like to Sanskrit. Some of the words are just basic human syllables.
In Cicero's time, did the kids go to school?
No. They had private tutors at home. And it wasn't until way down the line in the 90s AD that the Emperor Vespasian hired the first public school teacher, who was a Quintilian. And Vespasian paid him, and he started a public school of rhetoric in the Roman Forum. But before that time, you were apprentices with an orator or a lawyer, or you had tutors at home.
So no schools for the Romans?
As we understand schools today, you know, 50 children or something in a classroom with a teacher.
So they were illiterate, the Romans?
Well, no, they were quite literate. It was just the system was different. That every family, for example, they had Greek tutors. Cicero had a famous Dionysius who taught his son and his nephew Greek. They hired these people and had them in the house.
But you're not going to tell me that literate is a word of Greek origin, no?
Well, litera. Well, almost. A letter, you know, letter of the alphabet, and then you have literature and everything else.
So,
litera.
The Romans are rather poor in this field, aren't they?
Well, didn't Shakespeare say Greeks have a word for it? No. And the fact is, the vocabulary in Greek is much richer than Latin. And the other problem, of course, with Latin is that the same word can mean so many different things, you see.
Like what, for example?
Ratio can be reason, can be motive, can be a theory, can be a system, can be just about anything you want. They had fewer words, but they gave them more meaning.
So then,
or via, for example, via can be a road out there with the traffic, or it can be a method, and can be the same way, like a way of doing something is a via.
But communicare is definitely Latin.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Communicate. It's the big word today, isn't it?
Yeah, to have something in common.
So who was the communicator in the days of the Romans? The scribe?
What do you mean?
How did they communicate? They wrote.
They wrote. Yes. They wrote a lot. You'd be surprised. We have about 900 letters of Cicero. I mean, that's, 2,000 years ago. So, and we lost half of them.
So they had a greater sense of the use of words.
Oh, yes, and the writing, and something we're not doing today, with all this mechanical stuff. Of course, we want to call email writing, which is... But they wrote very much more. We have sometimes we have letters that he would write two or three letters to his friend, Atticus, in one day. And he would say, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then I wrote to you this morning. And so there was a tremendous communication going on. Mm. And they had postal people going up and down and all over the empire continually.
And this posta, post, or word of Latin origin?
That's...
It's all Greek. I can't do my program today. So tell me, Cicero wouldn't have carried anything around with him, would he?
Well, writing materials they carry, they are like a little box with stylus, stylus, and stuff. They had these tablets of wax. So you'd write into the wax, like a tabularium, tabulae. And then, of course, when you're finished, you can wipe the wax flat and you start all over. And he talks about the ink being smeared because of the rain every once in a while. But they sent these tablets around the place.
But that's a Latin word. At least we've learned one.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
Tabula.
Okay.
Tabula rasa in Latin today we've got
yes.
on our program.
Yes.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.